seated. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope that you've all had a good week enjoying family and friends and eating lots of good food and having some time to relax, I hope, and celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ has come into the world to be with us, for he is Emmanuel, God with us. As we have talked about a little bit during this season of Advent and now Christmas, at this time of year, our families and in society, we have all kinds of traditions that many of us hold near and dear to our hearts. We have also seen how many of the church's ancient traditions at this time of year have been taken on by secular society and usually been given a bit of a twist. Perhaps the most famous example of this is Santa Claus and Saint Nicholas, or gift giving, or things of that nature, which of course come from the three wise men bringing gifts to Jesus. Secular society often takes these traditions and gives them a bit of a twist. This past week, someone told me that they were celebrating the 12 days of Christmas, and I thought, that's great, because they didn't go to church. But, of course, they were thinking of that famous poem and song about giving a loved one a gift for the 12 days of Christmas, and which I thought, that's not so bad. But then, as I talked to this person, they assumed that the 12 days of Christmas were the 12 days leading up to Christmas Day and ending with Christmas Day. And then, subsequently, by talking to people, I've come to learn that this is a very popular misconception within secular society. Because of course, as we said to the children, the 12 days of Christmas don't end on Christmas Day, but rather begin on Christmas Day and end with the Feast of the Epiphany when the three wise men come to visit our Lord. The 12 days of Christmas, too, really have nothing to do with gift-giving, but are about so much more. This is just another example of a Christian tradition that secular society has taken and has given a bit of a twist. So this leaves us asking the question, perhaps, what are the 12 days of Christmas really about? What are we doing in this season of the church? And what are we to focus on? We are on day 6 right now. We are right in the middle of Christmastide. The 12 days following Christmas Day, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and they are filled with all sorts of Christian feasts, saints' days, and traditions that Christians throughout the world have been celebrating and marking for thousands of years, which intend to point us to Christ and show us why he came into this world, but also show us how we as Christian people are to live out our faith in the world. The first feast of Christmas is, of course, Christmas Day, December 25th, where we celebrate the nativity of our Lord taking on flesh and coming into the world to save us, human beings. The next day, as many of us know, it is Boxing Day, but it is also the feast of Saint Stephen, and many of us will recall that old famous Christmas hymn about King Wenceslas, who goes out on the feast of Stephen. Stephen, of course, is the first martyr of the Christian church, who we read about in the book of Acts. He is stoned for being a Christian by Saint Paul. This feast of Stephen is there to show us that the gospel costs us something, following Jesus costs us something, Christmas costs us something. Our God taking on flesh and coming into the world changes everything and will cost us something. And it is also there to show us that the truth which Jesus brings will be opposed by many forces in this world. We then move on to December 27th, and the church celebrates the feast of St. John the Apostle, or the Evangelist, the youngest of Jesus' 12 apostles. And he is the apostle, the church has always taught, who wrote many of the books of the New Testament, the letters at the back, and perhaps most famously, the book of Revelation. The church celebrates him during the 12 days of Christmas because John, in his New Testament writings, especially the Revelation, points towards the truth of why Jesus took on flesh and came into the world, of course, to bring us all back to heaven to be with God the Father and to lead us into eternal life, to usher in his new kingdom, the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus came for a reason, and in the biblical writings of St. John, he makes this abundantly clear. This brings us to December 28th, where we as the church celebrate and remember the Feast of the Holy Innocents. You may recall that these are the boys who King Herod had killed in the Gospel of Matthew as he is looking for the baby Jesus. This is a day to remind us that Jesus loves the little children and that he is a God who is in control of everything, and his grace extends to all whom he chooses, and that in Jesus Christ There is life beyond death. There is life beyond this world. Then we are here today on Sunday, the first Sunday after Christmas, halfway through the official Christmas season. On this day, again, we move to a more hopeful note, remembering that Jesus came into the world to be with us. Our gospel reading for today is Mary and Joseph finding Jesus in the temple and his father's house, as he claims. This is the first time that Jesus identifies himself with God, whom he is, and our Christmas celebrations continue on.